Those with a good ear for sound and have listened to my podcast before may notice that the quality of this podcast is similar to the ones I recorded during my summer travels. I had to record this podcast using my netbook and its small built-in microphone because the larger system I typically use in my office at Beth Adam is on the fritz. Well, more than simply on the fritz, it's broken. My problems all began last Wednesday when a particularly nasty thunderstorm rolled through our part of Cincinnati. The skies opened up, rain fell like sheets, visibility dropped, and in the distance, one could hear the sound of thunder and begin to see the flash of lightning. The thunder and lightning moved in, and there was a large clap, a surge, and then darkness in our building, save the emergency power lights. We later learned that the utility pole directly outside Congregation Beth Adam was struck by lightning, and this is what disrupted our power, and in the process, knocked out our brand new phone system, fried two computers, mine being one of them, and forced us to have our entire electrical system checked to be sure there was no greater damage. This event is frequently referred to in legal documents, insurance policies, even sometimes in the media, as an act of God. A random event that causes damage and sometimes even death. An act of God. This summer, a similar event happened not too far from Beth Adam at a church located on I-75, the major interstate that runs from Michigan all the way to Florida. This church, known as Solid Rock, had constructed a monumental sculpture of Jesus, close to 6 stories tall, from his torso, with his hands raised high to the sky. It attracted drivers' attention as they sped along the highway. Well, this was not a marble sculpture, but constructed out of some type of resin, and because of its color and the way its hands were raised to the heavens, the sculpture has several nicknames. But that's a story for another podcast. Well, as luck would have it, or the fates, or an act of God would have it, this sculpture, like our utility pole, was struck by lightning. But more, it caught on fire, and it burned. Yeah, you can see it on YouTube. Of course, there are those who see in lightning strikes or hurricanes or tsunamis intent that through a natural event, God is sending a message revealing his anger or displeasure over some issue. Just recently, I heard that California was going to suffer because one judge declared unconstitutional Prop 8, that law which denied gays equal rights. This approach to reading lightning strikes, hurricanes, and earthquakes, from my perspective, is theologically weak and represents an approach to religion that is typically very authoritarian. And beyond being theologically questionable, it also raises some interesting dilemmas. Say, for instance, someone wanted to infer that God was sending a message, and that is why lightning struck the sculpture of Jesus. One must then ask, what does it mean that about a half a mile away from that sculpture, there was an adult bookstore that was spared? What was the message God was sending? And to whom? What is the message that we should read at Beth Adam that the utility pole was struck and some of our computers fried? I think it's time we changed our language. Rather than suggesting that these are acts of God and reveal some message, we should start calling these events exactly what they are. Natural, random events. They contain no message. They are not directed at anyone or any group. They happen as a result of the laws of nature. No intent, no message, nothing more. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. If you're interested in learning more about our congregation's approach to theology, go to our website, and under the button About Beth Adam, you can find an essay entitled Concept of God. And as always, thanks for listening.